His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, y'all. Yay!
He goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts so that we can all grow as a society. You okay? Is he all right?
I'm okay.
Okay.
What?
It's Did You Know with Kevin. Did you make a noise?
I cleared my throat.
Oh, that was Katie. All right. Oh, my okay. God. Okay.
Did right. you know a pair of identical twins marrying identical twins is called a...
Oh.
Quaternal... quaternary? Quaternary marriage.
Oh.
Oh. Genetically, their kids would technically be considered first cousins, but their DNA would be of siblings.
If identical twins married identical twins.
Yeah.
Their kids are siblings.
Technically, through their DNA are siblings, but
wow.
through family tree, they're first cousins.
Do you think it's weird when identical twins like marry identical twins? Do you think they're like leaning into like, that's our identity?
I do, but also I think some people that are like really into being twins go to like twin camp and twin con and all these different things. So I think it gives them, again, the ones that are like super into being a twin, I think it gives them more opportunities to meet other twins. I have a different question. If you, let's say I had a twin sister, which the world could never handle.
Sure.
And she meets an identical twin.
Yeah.
Do I feel pressured then to date
him,
the brother?
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, you do.
Here's a question. You have a friend whose wife is an identical twin.
Yes.
Is he attracted to his sister-in-law?
I think about that all the time. And I've never asked that question because I feel like it's kind of a creepy question. But like, how can you not be? Man,
I could never get over that.
This is slightly unrelated, but we had a producer that dated a triplet. And then also later in his life, also dated a triplet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then tried to deny that he had a fetish for triplets.
Yeah.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know, technically speaking, a male ballet dancer is called a ballerino.
Ballerino.
That's fun.
That is really fun.
Now, if a guy says to you, I am a ballerino.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, I'm a ballerina, does it make him sound a little more masculine?
Well, it does, but I don't think that they call themselves ballerinas, do they? I thought they just would refer themselves as dancers.
Ballet dancers.
I'm a ballet dancer.
I don't know.
But they should start going by ballerino.
That's
now, am I under the understanding, you would know better than me, that if you're a male, ballerino, which I guess is redundant now that I'm saying it.
Okay.
The odds of you being gay, low, right? That aren't like ballerinos, kind of like playboys and like the studs of the dance academy and stuff like that.
Well,
it's not like I'm a male dancer loves hip hop.
Statistically, you're going to find more gay male dancers.
Right.
However, if you are a straight male dancer, you tend to get your pick of the litter because there are so few of them.
Right.
So it's not that there are more straight male dancers. It's quite the opposite. It's that those straight ones get to just plow through the company.
They're hunting in captivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
fish in a barrel.
Not to mention, and Gavin knows this as well, when you're doing a show, you end up touching people in a way that you wouldn't normally. You're changing in front of one another, sometimes down to just a bra and a thong.
Oh, I suck.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more.
Did you know there's a higher chance of you dying in a gender reveal party than getting attacked by a shark?
You know, when you put it that way,
that's scary.
I have a new excuse not to ever go to a gender reveal party. That's for sure.
Is that because that many people have died at gender reveal? Are people dying at gender reveal parties?
Yeah, people are going crazy with their ideas.
They are good. That is true. It seems to be a lot of explosives now.
Yeah, a lot of gunshots.
Yeah, that's true.
Gunshots, things just blowing up.
Yeah.
Things hit a baseball and a color comes out.
Things getting shot up into the sky. Mm,
shotgun with the frisbee. I've seen that.
There have been wildfires that have been like the cause of a...
Because of that, because of an explosion. Right. You're right.
And you know what? I can firmly say a shark has never caused a wildfire.
Well, yeah, there's the water.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's Did You Know?